Bring them around to AfterBuzz, gonna talk your favorite show. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We've shotgunned, we've car bombed, and we're here. The question of the night: what do you do with a drunken sailor? Well, you have him do a South Park Weekly show where we talk South Park. And today's topic, it should come as no surprise, is the best episodes with drinking in it.
Cheers.
In South Park.
Woo!
I drank all mine.
Sorry, I'm too busy two-fisting it to share.
Man. It's Steph Sabra.
What's up, everyone? I'm Steph Sabra.
What's up, everyone? I'm not Steph Sabra. I'm Christian Black. Not.
What up, party people? I'm Phil Svitek. And as I mentioned, we're breaking down the best episodes with drinking in it of South Park. It's like a game where the points don't matter. We each get three picks and name an honorable mention, and at the end, nothing really happens. Other than we had fun. Hopefully you did too. So, let's kick off the game. Steph, what is your number three pick featuring drinking in South Park?
Sons of Witches, yes. From this past season, 21, episode 6. You guys know we absolutely love this episode. The Jack and Crack Men Witch Club we're all a part of currently. In this episode, Gerald drives a carpool with Randy. They pick up the boys where they go on their yearly weekly witch party. It lasts for a week and they get drunk and smoke crack cocaine because what else is better paired with alcohol?
Yeah. And I said to you guys before going into this, if we this year don't do Jack and Crack Witch Week right, then there's no point in living anymore.
None.
No, we have actually all failed at life if we don't have a Jack and Crack Week right before Halloween this
full
year.
Full on witch outfit I'm talking about, you guys.
Which I already have, so it's fine.
Witch. I mean, I'm already thinking each night is different. I'm going to be a witch from Wizard of Oz, a witch from Hocus Pocus, God, a witch from...
You're really getting excited.
The witches. Yeah, it's all planned out.
Yes. I'm so excited.
I just have one witch costume, but, you know, I'll do the green face every other day.
So. Okay, go. Okay. Right, good enough.
I'm on the Kenny budget, sorry.
You're so damn poor.
God damn it, Kenny. So damn poor.
All right, what about you, Christian?
Oh, yeah, sorry, it's my turn. My episode is Margaritaville, season 13, episode 3. And this episode is from 2009, which is worth mentioning because of the very real financial crisis that was going on at this point, and it hit South Park. And Randy, sort of the key that really sums it all up, and we have a photo from, or I don't know, an animation still from this moment for those watching on YouTube. Randy explains to Stan why the economy is struggling. And he explains that there are people who spend their money on stupid things while they don't have enough money to pay for it, which he explains to Stan while making himself a margarita in the Margaritaville margarita making machine. Which, when he turns it on, is so loud, you can't hear the explanation. So that is a perfect example of great drinking on on South Park, of course. But there's also, later in the episode, Randy goes on to explain how other people can, you know, try to start budgeting. But he stresses how important it is to still include margaritas, because that's the important thing.
I agree. I
know that this was intended to be funny, but it's absolutely serious. If you can't find money in your budget for margaritas, you have also failed at life. You don't deserve to come to
happy hour everywhere.
Yes. Yeah.
You got to get out and find
exactly.
it.
Exactly. You just got to, it's up to you to find the happy hour.
That felt like really, that was like a moving explanation.
Yes, I'm a parent. I have two children, and these are the kind of things that I'm going to instill on them when they're old enough.
Yes.
I mean, if you do your job right, you can get a pitcher of margaritas for $10.
Easily.
Do your job.
If you do your job. Right.
Yeah,
do your job,
bro. That's your two job, bro.
All right. Well, my number three pick comes from season 19, the first episode where we honor Caitlyn Christ. What's her name?
Caitlyn Jenner.
Caitlyn Jenner. There you go.
Used to be Bruce once upon a time.
Yeah.
Regardless, if Heidi is funny and smart, well, then, of course, Caitlyn Jenner is stunning and brave.
Of course.
This is where we're introduced to PC Principal. And that's all well and good, but that's not why we're celebrating the episode. We're celebrating the episode because Randy pledges to be a bro. And he gets so drunk. And of course, his wife, Sharon, is yelling at him. He's like, I forget exactly the line, but I won't have your microaggressions or that's not PC. Because he's just so hungover. As good as Randy has been, he's never been this hungover that I can remember.
Yeah.
It's these damn college kids. They know how to party, man. So that is my honorable mention, Stunning and Brave.
Great choice.
Stunning and Brave.
Number two pick for you, Steph.
The Losing Edge, season 9, episode 5. Another great Randy drunken episode. This is where the boys are on a little league team and they really don't want to progress, but all the parents do. But of course, Randy is the best dad ever that everyone wants on in the field or whatever you would call it. But he gets drunk every game. He picks a fight with another dad from the opposing team. And the boys simultaneously make it further, and he hears about this dad that does the same thing. And it ends up being Bat Dad, which is like the best fight ever, Bat Dad and Randy. And they just get completely drunk, and Randy ends up getting taken by the police, and it's just hilarious.
What? I thought it was America.
Randy at his prime.
For me, I thought another fun drinking episode is also a great meth episode. The Poor Kid, which is season 15, episode 14. The meth factors in because Kenny's parents are arrested because they have a meth lab in their house, which comes as a surprise to no one. And it's seen on the reality show White Trash and Trouble, which I have a season pass for. I think probably we all do if we're here talking about South Park. We all watch the show.
I'm White Trash and I'm in trouble.
The drinking comes into play where Kenny, as Mysterion, which is a whole thing that I had forgotten, he puts beer in the foster family's fridge, and they get drunk, and they get arrested for being unfit guardians, and that, in turn, is also documented on White Trash and Trouble. So it's probably more about meth than it is about beer, but the key is White Trash and Trouble, and really, whenever you have Kenny's parents, you know that his dad is always holding that cartoon bottle that just has scotch written on it. So, you know, if there's anybody in South Park that you want to drink with, it's probably Kenny's parents. So that's my choice.
Good call.
They might be a little too depressing. I don't know. We'll see.
Well, depends on
how drunk the episode.
Yeah, and depends on how drunk you get, Phil.
Absolutely. Well, I'm going to kind of do an audible. We've done a lot of Randy Marsh episodes, and I was originally going to do Broadway Bro Down from season 15, episode 11, but I'm switching it. I don't know the episode number, but it's when Gerald, he drinks his wine late at night and trolls.
I have to
shout that out. I have to call that audible because that has to be my number two pick. He just finds so much joy in his wine and then the process of trolling.
He makes it classy.
He does. It's a wine tasting.
Being the
it's
biggest classy. Troll ever. Classy.
So I don't know the specific episode of that, but it's in the newer episodes. Mm-hmm. I believe season 20.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's that's when he's as Skank Hunt 42.
Oh, of course.
It's hard to figure out exactly which episode it is, but it is that season that, you know, with the member berries. It's which feels like a long time ago, but it is indeed season 20.
There's multiple montages where he's trolling and just drinking the wine, so it's just fantastic.
It was a good audible, Bro Down is also great. It's like an honorable mention.
That's right. Bro Down is about primarily where the men put on plays because it's what makes the women tingle in the another region, if you will. Mm. And of course, you can't. It's not that it's they're drunk, but they're of course drinking as they do this, and it's just kind of there. You have to really sort of look for it. That's not. No, seriously, they're drinking. You know, they're drinking at the Hooters,
mm-hmm.
and so forth. So why wouldn't they be? All right, honorable mentions, ladies and gentlemen. But before we go to it, we have to mention a great little podcast. Yes, ours, but someone else has a great little podcast. It's our own founder, Maria Menounos. And it's called Conversations with Maria Menounos, and it's hosted by her. It drops every Friday on iTunes. It features celebrity and influencer interviews along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of your life. I know what you're thinking. You're already as good as you can be. All right. Well, then let these people reaffirm that. From health and wellness to career and relationships, finances, and more, let Maria be the big sister that you never had. All you have to do is go to iTunes, subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos, and as always, it's for free. So be sure to rate and comment, and if you do, let them know that we've sent you over there. And while you're at it, comment and rate for us, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's a, you know, it's a win-win for everybody. Anywho, honorable mentions for drinking.
About last night, season 12, episode 12. Barack Obama has just been elected the 44th president of the United States. So the Democrats are wildly happy and the Republicans are preparing for the end of the world. And of course, led by Randy and Sharon this time, the town's Democrats just get absolutely shit faced there. And Randy, bunch of them get taken to the hospital. Randy punches his boss in the face. So it's like not only just Randy getting drunk, it's the whole town of South Park. And
all of America.
Yeah, all of America.
Change. Everything's celebration. Changed.
But then they wake up and it's still the same. But it's still awesome. So that's mine. Honorable mention.
So my honorable mention, Kuntu, Hindsight, is the 11th episode of season 14. I'm having a lot of trouble finding where the drinking was in this. So I think I was drunk when I picked this one. But what it does is it reminds us that we should probably make our picks during the day and not late at night on Sunday when we realize, like, oh, shit, I was supposed to do this right.
In hindsight.
In hindsight. In Captain Hindsight, I realized that I thought that there was actually something about Cartman's mom being a drunk in this. Because
it did not happen in that episode.
Not in that episode. So Cartman's mom is in this episode, and she is a drunk. It doesn't actually factor in this. But here's the thing. Anything with Coon and Friends, I was so glad to see them again in this past season. So it's an honorable mention, but because it doesn't have drinking, I'm going to say it's a dishonorable mention and just say, my bad, I'm drunk. Happy St. Patty's Day, y'all.
Woo-woo. What? So we're drunk. We had a couple of drinks. What?
What?
That was the best transition.
All right. Mine is Guitar Quiro. Not that drinking is featured heavily in this. It's about Guitar Hero and kind of that whole craze back in season 11, episode 13. But there is Randy, who he gets kind of addicted to this, and next to him is a six-pack of s'mores beer. So, you know, and he's in his underwear. Why wouldn't he be? So he is the responsible adult that we know him to be, and he is my honorable mention right there.
Good choice.
This is for all the marbles. This is, we can't fuck this up. We can't have a dishonorable mentions. The number one pick, Steph.
Bloody Mary.
Yeah. Woo
woo. Season 9, episode 14. Actually, this was brought up, I think, by Phil in the Best Religious Parody.
We brought this episode.
It's a great episode. It's a great episode for many reasons.
At least once a month.
Sometimes twice.
God. Anyways, so this is obviously the best drinking episode because it has to do with Randy and other alcoholics thinking that they need some sort of sign from God to be cured of their disease. So, of course, leave it to Mary to start. Everyone, the whole town thinks that she's bleeding from her asshole. And then the Pope has to confirm that It's not her asshole that she's bleeding out of. It's, in fact, her vagina. So it's not a big deal because that's just her period. And then they all turn. Well, then, but some people continue to be alcoholics. But Randy actually becomes more level-headed and he's like, it's all about moderation. So there's a good lesson in this.
There's always a good lesson when Randy's involved, isn't there? My number one choice is another episode that comes up somewhat regularly. Freemium Isn't Free. Now, there is drinking in this, but for the most part, the episode is an allegory for drinking because this is where everybody's addicted to the Terrence and Phillip app. And so we're sort of seeing the Terrence and Phillip app basically, you know, as a, for drugs and alcohol, kind of, it stands in for that. And Terrence and Phillip feel bad about how much money they're making. Now, I don't think that the alcohol companies, the, you know, beer companies, et cetera, feel bad for it. But the part about alcohol that stands out for me, though, is there's the commercial for alcohol.
Anthony, pull that up. Just type in South Park alcohol commercial. Yeah, please,
and
I want to hear this.
And it, everybody's having fun, and they're drinking, and there's some sexual imagery, and it's followed by drink responsibly. So it's one of those like moments that stands out. So it's obviously about drinking. It's about the way that drinking is marketed to us. That it just, of course, really stands out. The other thing that has to do with drinking in this episode,
I think we have it. And make it full screen and go ahead and
play. If we have it, yeah. And then I have one more point about Randy before.
All right, here we go. Play it. There we go. Great music. Fun. Drink. That's right. You're hot. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Money. You in a tuxedo. Yes. 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 Yes, I'm in. Yeah. Hell yeah, I'm in.
God.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Please drink responsibly.
You had me at vodka.
I totally forgot about that.
You had me at vodka and pussy.
Oh
but what I wanted to point out is in the episode, our beloved Randy Marsh says that he isn't an alcoholic because he only drinks Pabst Blue Ribbon and wine. So that is a great drinking moment in Randy Marsh history. And that's just really a great drinking moment in human history.
American history.
Yeah. So, but that ad is why I picked this as number one. But of course, the
good ad.
Within the episode is the honorable mention from Randy.
All right. So my number one pick is back in season 3, episode 14. Alcoholism has been around a long time on this show. It's the red badge of gayness, where we reenact the Civil War, as is tradition in South Park. However, Cartman makes a bet with the kids that the South will win this year. How is that possible? Well, you get the reenactment actors to reenact something completely different. How do you do that? How does one do this? They feed them, of course, with schnapps. Beer.
Yes.
And they have wonderful women advertising this beer with big... If you guys listen closely to the AfterBuzz TV intro, it says we like girls with big fat titties. Well, guess what? They have big fat titties advertising this alcohol. And whenever the guys are like, oh, I got to get back to work, I got to go see my wife, Cartman's like, no, here's a new shipment of schnapps. And boom, they're drunk and like, yeah, kill the North. It's just great.
I would just love it if somebody would just show up with schnapps and, you know, get me to not get up from the seat, you know, because, I don't want to go home. But anyway.
Kill the North.
Patrick's
kill
Day.
The North. Yeah, happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody.
Woo! Woo! All right, so that about does it there for us. Hopefully you guys have enjoyed this. Hopefully you're drunk. If you weren't playing a drinking game to begin with, what is wrong with your life?
Mm-hmm.
So, anywho, in the meantime, if you guys want to drink with us socially on social media, you can follow us where?
You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Steph Sabra. Happy late St. Patrick's Day. Or early. Early!
Just happy St. Patrick's Day. That's how I like to say it. And you can find me at Christian DMZ and here at AfterBuzz, Sunday Star Trek, Monday Marvel, Tuesday Trump, Wednesday South Park. So, you know, there's a lot of me.
and catch me and Christian over at the Silicon Valley after show.
Come on, I left that out. I forgot. I double dip on Mondays. Yeah, sorry.
And here's gonna be, you know what? For every tweet I get, I'll take a shot.
Beautiful.
For the next 6 hours. For the next 6 hours.
Spam him.
Yeah.
I am going to be dead to the
world.
Check
out his Instagram story.
Woo woo. And to do that, just go to all my social medias, Phil Svitek, or you can go to philsvitek.com. Thank you guys as always. Please rate, comment, let us know your thoughts.
And please drink responsibly.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yes.
And always have someone, a designated driver, or take Uber.
Or Lyft.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Yes.
Or cabs. No, that's we don't discriminate.
That's crazy. Just take Uber or Lyft.
All right. Thank you, guys. We'll see you next time. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.